Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this terrific Tuesday, April 28th already. Yes, it's 7:06 in the morning, and if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. Love to talk to you if you have something you want to share about your day with us today. We'd love to visit with you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And I want to say it's going to be a grand day today. Temperature about 73 degrees, partly cloudy, but warmer. And I broke out the sandals. Yes, I did. And whenever it gets around 70 degrees, I tend to start to wear sandals. So I'm a happy girl today, enjoying this warmer Oregon weather. Looking at the headlines across the area, today's news brought to you by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. You can get a hold of Bill at 503-885-0789. Well, they're having a hard time predicting what our primary election will be like. A number of significant and conflicting factors are making it difficult for Oregon state political analysis and top election officials to predict the voter turnout and what that will look like for this year's primary election. Oregon often has the highest voter turnout in the country. But the virus pandemic and the lack of competitive presidential primary, more registered voters, and prepaid postage on ballots for the first time are clouding the reliability of the 2020 primary. April 28th, which is today, is the last day Oregonians can register for the May 19th election. Ballots will be sent out starting tomorrow. Voters can register, update, or confirm your registration by going to OregonVotes.gov. The pandemic has impeded the traditional campaigning efforts since mid-March, forcing candidates to cancel community meetings, house parties, door-to-door campaigning, and fundraising. While the impacts of each candidate's ability to woo potential supporters, experts believe it could reduce general awareness and excitement for this election. Looking at our COVID numbers for Oregon and just giving an update, so far since January 24th, we've had 51,198 tests given. Out of that, we've had 2,354 tests that were positive, 92 deaths here of Oregonians, and right now 249 people in the hospital. Salem Kaiser Schools announced tentative graduation dates for the class of 2020. They announced Monday plans for rescheduling high school graduation ceremonies due to the COVID-19 closures. There's more than 2,600 students in the Salem Kaiser senior class. Approximately 1,900 of them completed the requirements to graduate when the emergency closure began March 13th. And so they're putting a plan A, plan B together, and it looks like the plan A graduation ceremonies would be for the first week in August. In an effort to educate, encourage, and bring you local news and wonderful information, I love to bring studio guests in, and I love to bring them back in too to give us updates. And today I'm blessed to have Bill Cummings along with me today. And Bill, you have some exciting news. Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to and what you've been working on with your best of.
Well, as you know, Stacy, our best of contest has completed about a month ago, and mm-hmm. we've been reaching out to all of the winners. Most of them have received a phone call or an email, and we've been gathering up the information. Everything has been sent off to the writers, so we released to the world on June 18th, when we'll release who the winners are and who. We had over 70,000 votes cast and over 1,600 businesses participating. So for Best of the Willamette Valley,
yes.
We're excited, and there's going to be some upsets, I think.
Oh,
from
wow.
From what I've seen.
Well, and as you think about businesses and places that we like to go to, you know, we had this launch, this beautiful best of, and you did the, you know, pick your favorite and go online and all of that. And in the middle of this is when everything got, we got the news that we need to shut it down with this virus and the threat of the virus. But what you saw in that, it gave people an opportunity to be at home and really evaluate and give their opinion on what they really feel. Do you think that because they had more time to evaluate and do that, there was more participation perhaps this year?
Maybe. All of the shutdown or the wind down started about halfway through voting, and mm-hmm. we continued to press forward.
Good.
We did move forward our results
right.
to give people an opportunity, because it's really an opportunity for businesses to now shine and say, come try us and see why we're the best.
Right.
But the feedback that we've received from the business community is positive. They love the format. It's easy. We started right away a program called Share What's Good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had some great business stories that people have volunteered. They go in and they share what's good about whether they're continuing to do things, or there was just a baker that had a cake pop fundraiser over the weekend. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we're humans, especially humans here in America, as my mom used to say,
America. Yeah.
is, you know, that's that pioneering spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not to sound, you know, very Oregonian-ish, but it's the pioneer, right, on top of the
that's
state
true.
Capital.
Yeah.
But a can-do attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So not what I can't do, but what I can do. And really, that's what we try to look for, is how can we help people do the can-do? You know, I think there will be a whole new meaning of hindsight is 2020. So when this gets in our rearview mirror, I think it'll be interesting to see what's come out of this. Hopefully, people will be washing their hands more
mm-hmm.
often forever.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of buffets, but I think there are ways to food prep and handling and just how we get along in society. There's been a lot of changes, and I think too, it's kind of a heads up on you should. Save ahead. You should,
mm-hmm.
you know, stockpile money so you have, can you live for 6 months without having any income? So I think a lot of that stuff is going to be, what are some of the outcomes?
It's kind of like a reset. You know, there's an opportunity to take a pause and evaluate. And we have been so busy. That's just kind of our culture that we've been in. We have been so busy going, you know, that crazy wheel of life that we're on, that when we're forced to stop, and most of the time in our lives, that forced stop is because we're dealing with an issue, illness, family crisis. It rearranges things personally, right? But this was outside. It wasn't necessarily, unless you're a family that's actually dealt with COVID-19 or someone in your extended family, for the most of us, it's not. It's the threat of it, the unknown, and not having that control. And it really has given us a chance to evaluate where we're at.
Right.
And I think those that have had, you feel like they're out of control and they don't know what to do, they're looking at what can I do differently, right?
And, you know, there's a term, I travel a lot
mm-hmm.
normally.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a term, if you've ever traveled and been in an airport, when suddenly a weather system will come in and airports go on what they call ground stop.
Oh.
That's where everything stops. Nothing mm-hmm. takes off. Nothing can land. And it's kind of an eerie feeling. You're in limbo until you can figure out,
mm-hmm.
okay, what's my best approach? And then they eventually open up the airport again. And whether it's a hurricane or whether it's a tornado or a snowstorm or a sleet storm. And that's kind of what we've done. We've brought the whole country to a ground stop.
Mm.
But I find it curious when parents say, you know, I've spent so much more time with my children. Gosh, maybe that's another wake-up call is,
right.
is people spend more time carting their kids off to different things rather than sitting down with them in their living room. So
right. And, you know, the shift that happened, I think, about in the 50s or so, when both parents started, maybe in the 60s, parents started working, and then everything was based on both those incomes, you know, and that graduated, gotten greater and greater through the 80s and 90s, and here we are, right? And so it's very rare to find one parent at home with
right.
the children, and now both parents, if they're working from home and they've got kids going to school and all of those things, you know, it is a big shift. And maybe they were fortunate to have a parent at home as they were being raised, but they've not done that. And it is an interesting thing. I saw a funny advertisement, and I thought it was extremely clever. And I'm hoping to get this individual in the studio and talk to him, because I thought it was extremely creative. And you're into the marketing, and we'll talk a little. I want to talk a little bit more about that too as we go on today about the other services that you offer. But he is a realtor, and he said, feeling a little cramped in your home, thinking about that next purchase and having a little more space, you know. And I thought, oh, that's real clever, because that's the truth. We're so busy. We're not often all together. And I remember having five kids at home and carting them off to five different schools, plus working full time. You know, I've thought about that, and I've talked with other guests here in the studio about, you know, we're empty nesters now. If you see these kids, you think about 10 years ago, 15 years ago with all the kids, we have so much admiration for these moms and dads that are doing it with these small children at home and juggling everything. So
when mom's nickname or dad's nickname is Uber, then you know that,
right?
Kinda, that's where that came from. But, you know, I grew up in an era where my mom worked, my dad worked.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, at 5:30, everybody was sat down at the dinner table.
At the table. Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, there's a bag of semi-hot food being thrown into the back of the van on the way to the next thing.
Yes.
So I think we're so much into things, too,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, we have to think that for all of our waking hours, we have to have something, you know, what's next, what's next, what's next, rather than, this has really forced people to say what's next is maybe a nap, maybe maybe a crossword puzzle, maybe, you know, that everybody's been watching, but binge watching. But what about binge reading, and what about binge playing Monopoly and dust off those board games? And
mm-hmm.
It's really a great opportunity. And then, you know, it's interesting to see everybody. I don't think Zoom was in anybody's vocabulary 6 weeks
ago.
And now there's this hunger to see people and, you know, to have virtual happy hours. Well, I think that's all great. But I think, I don't know. I think it's all balance.
Yeah.
And it's finding a new balance.
And the interesting thing is, because what I've observed is a lot of times there was complaints prior to all of this about, oh, people are on their phone too much. They're detached. They're on their phone. They're not tuned in. They're walking zombies down the street on their phone. And that's all we have right now to connect. Like with my granddaughter, she's constantly sending me little things. Grandma, what? Guess this picture. You know, she's 8. And I'm like, a feather? You know, I don't know what said. You don't want to offend her, but you really don't know, you know. But it's still sweet to have that. I didn't have that connection with her before this pandemic, you know, through electronics with my 8-year-old granddaughter.
You may have had,
you know,
that connection. You just weren't listening for it.
Yeah, so she's sending me all of these things, and so what it's doing, I think, is creating a crave for human connection,
mm-hmm.
authentic human connection. It'll be interesting. One of the things I'm looking forward to is when this releases us, when we can get out of time out, in a sense, we'll want those coffee dates and put the phone down and look face to face and really connect. And how are you really, you know? And it's great to have technology to be able to do those FaceTimes and those Zoom meetings and kind of keep some element of business. But to do the emotional intelligence and read body language, it's challenging, isn't it, over social media?
It is, and it'll be interesting because people are Zooming now with people across the country or across the world. So when this is all over, what'll that look like?
So true. We're visiting this morning Bill Cummings. He has bringing his knowledge and wisdom to us on how to weather this storm of COVID-19 and business and everything marketing. We're going to get more into that as we come back from this break. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. Good morning to you on this wonderful Tuesday. It's 7:22. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Reminding you, today's the last day to get registered to vote or check on your registration. Tomorrow, the ballots start mailing out, and the primary is May 19th. So that's something that we want to stay in tune with. In fact, over the next few weeks, starting next week, we'll start interviewing candidates, bringing them in. Hopefully, they'll want to come and talk to me about their election and the things that are important to them and why they think we should hire them, right, in a sense, for the job of representing us in our local community. And we're learning that elections have consequences, and those that are put into those governmental positions are making decisions that affect you and I. And certainly right now we're living and breathing that, and it looks like those in the Klamath Falls area, Crater Lake National Park, they're looking at reopening that. And I'm excited about that, because Klamath County is one of many Oregon rural counties that have very few cases of COVID-19. In fact, 36 cases as of Friday. Neighboring Jackson County has had steadily increasing in Klamath. But I'm telling you, with it being a national park and President Trump talking about reopening the national parks, I have said for a long time here in Oregon, one of the first phases should be opening back up the natural areas where Oregonians can get back to the beach, get back to the hiking. It is so very important, I think, all around the country, but it's such a part of who we are here. And I've got in the studio with me Bill Cummings, and we're talking about restarting, right? Looking at businesses and restarting, and we're talking about how we're weathering the storm of COVID. And I start to see the sunbeams coming through the clouds, and I'm starting to see some hope coming through. And you and I were talking about these words that we weren't familiar with, like what was a Zoom, and we're hearing words like new normal and pivot and shift and all of these things that we have to stay fluid and flexible, and we're being sent to our home, you know, like we have to get a hall pass to get out, those kinds of things. Talk to me a little bit about what you're hearing in the businesses. You're pretty connected, well connected with this wonderful contest. Is it considered a contest, more or less?
It is.
That you have done now, and allowing people to evaluate the businesses and the place that they like to go, and name their favorites. And really, it's an evaluation tool that allows others, especially like myself coming to the area, I want to know what my neighbors think.
Right.
And I want to go try those places out, no matter if it's a dentist or a chiropractor or a restaurant, you know, all of that.
And a lot of times it's a validation for the businesses to know that they really are good.
Right.
When the businesses feel that. Because we have no favorites. We don't come into the market with any favorites. We don't have any big advertisers to kowtow to, like sometimes other contests, or, you know, it's a lot of times it's a pay to play. The more you pay, the higher,
kind of like Google, like
right.
Some of the Google stuff, you know, if you pay more, your name goes first.
And
or
be
whatever.
Careful, because you know, as the world comes back online, there's going to be all sorts of scams going you know, hey, you've been voted, you know, top tree man. And so just make sure you're part of a legitimate contest.
Yes.
So that's, and ours is very legitimate. In fact, we're just this last week, we've had several calls coming in from different other media organizations that are saying, you know what, we've heard about what you're doing, and we want to bring you into our market and plug that, get that plugged away. But I think there's two types of businesses that I'm seeing. There's those that have continued to muddle through, whether it's a restaurant or a small business, and they've kind of kept things going. For us, we haven't laid off anybody. Of course, we've applied for the PPP loan, and hopefully it'll come through. It will be very helpful.
Right.
But we've kept all of our employees intact. Mm-hmm. And so we started as a virtual company. So when it was time, and literally the Monday that they said it shut down, everybody's been working from home. So our office has not been open. Not that we have a lot of people that come to our office anyway, but we don't congregate. But we're all feeling a little antsy and a little cabin fever, and it's like it's so much easier rather than getting on the phone and to be more. It's I like the free flowing aspect of it. Right now, we have to be pretty deliberate in our conversations. But so there are two types of businesses. There's going to be those that just shut down because it was too hard, or it was just easier to just say, I'm going to come back when the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
both of those businesses are in jeopardy because how do you start up? Mm-hmm. But for that company that shut all the way down, they're going to have that new business smell. When they walk back into their office, it's going to feel foreign. Mm-hmm. So I think, in the medical practice, I know dentists and mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that, and salon, you know, your favorite hairdresser may be changing oil now because she or he couldn't wait,
right,
you know, for it to come back. So I think it's important for people to get when it's back to usual. And I'm also a believer that when the all clear bell rings, mm-hmm. that people aren't going to be in droves coming back in.
Yeah.
We human animals are going to be very careful. And it's, so you have to be good with the tender-footed people that walk in and see. But I think, you know, eventually it's like learning how to drive a stick. In the beginning, you have to first and clutch and wait till the clutch grabs, and you really are focusing on that. And then pretty soon, you're not even thinking about driving a stick.
Oh, that's a great analogy. And we talked about,
don't ride the clutch.
Oh, no. You don't want to burn that out. That's for sure. And the thing that is interesting is that people are getting burned out on the overuse of, we're in this together, and they're getting burned out on the whole new normal thing. But you mentioned, you know, a term with business as usual. And it really is
It's the new usual.
What does that system look like? What mm-hmm. does your routine look like now? Because it sounds like parents going back to work once this does open, that there's some daycare challenges and things because that's been, so there's like, you can't win for losing in a sense. It's like, this will be open, but we've got to figure out this and how do we do that, you know? And
there's opportunities to maybe get licensed and do stuff for elementary age kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think many of the daycare have mm-hmm. figured out a way to reopen.
Yeah.
I know one of our guys, their two sons go to a daycare. Mm-hmm. And so they've been back for a couple of weeks and how they do it, it's, you know, it's all different, but it's those elementary kids.
Right. Yeah. And we're all learning. We are learning and we're growing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what I've been most impressed with in Salem and the surrounding areas is the community feel.
Yep.
You can't kill the fact that we have good people, that pioneer spirit here that want to make a difference. We're going to continue the conversation after this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. We'll be back after this. Morning. Together on this Tuesday, April 28th. It's 7:35. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. In the studio with me, Bill Cummings with Best of the Willamette Valley. And I've got his website right in front of me. And I'm telling you, great colors, fantastic website. They have a place here where it says, share what's good, talking about some things that are good in the area and spreading the hope and the good news. We live in an incredible community. And Bill, we were talking about that right before the break, of that pioneer spirit and what I've seen, that community Salem strong. Even did some essential shopping. I decided I'm going to venture out, and I went over to Silverton to do some shopping over there for my essential needs, just to get out of the community. You know, it feels like, I keep saying this, but it feels like I'm in time out, and I'm in high school, and I have to get a pass to go down the hallway to the bathroom. You know, it feels like I'm breaking the law by even being in my car. And you know something I don't get? Explain me, riddle me this, Bill. How about in your own car by yourself wearing a mask?
Yeah.
I quite don't understand that. Maybe
about just going into the bank to make a deposit and some guy walks in with a bandana on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went to the grocery store the other day and the person had a stocking cap on down to her eyebrows or his eyebrows, and then had the mask up to the bridge. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little sliver. That kind of makes me nervous.
Right.
But if a mask makes you feel good, then that's great. If gloves make you feel good, that's great. If not going to the grocery store makes you feel good, even better.
Right.
So it's just interesting to see how people react. And some, I mean, I tell you, one day I was in the grocery store and I saw a guy with almost hip boots on, shorts. He had, you know, the kind of gloves that you put on to wash dishes.
Oh, sure.
Big rubber gloves and the mask that has the breathers on the side. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get it, but.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of everything, aren't we? People doing what they think they need to do.
You gotta love the crazies.
Oh my gosh, and it's an interesting thing what I've noticed, and I think one of my good friends and classmate that is a senator, Senator Bowles, posted about going to the grocery store yesterday, and she said it's just sad because, and it's almost true when you look at people in the store, there's just this despair or fear. You can sense it, and it's almost like if you look at someone, if you look and smile, oh, they might give it to me. It's like people are becoming weapons, or they're people, you know, and they're afraid of one another, and that is we can't stay there very long. We have got to get over that.
I do like the red squares, though, on the floor to keep your distance. I'm okay with the 6 feet after this is all over. I'm okay to have space. So, you know, some people just get in your own personal space. But,
yeah, I think that's definitely raised awareness, right? Our personal bubble around us, you know. And I've always said anybody within 3 feet, you know, is the kind of my zone. But now it's 6 feet. And, the markings on the ground going one way through the store, you know, all of those new.
And the big plastic sneeze shield. I think that's all that stuff is great.
Yeah,
I find it interesting that suddenly when there's this health epidemic that paper bags are aplenty and they don't cost anything.
Oh, yeah.
So and they don't want you to bring in
your own
bags from home, so they can't touch anything. So but, you know, more power to them.
Right.
I think you need to be overly cautious because I think, you know, 12 people need to be doing it right. So the 3 people that are doing it wrong will be able to live to see another day. So.
Well, and I do think that when we talk about these regulations and these new techniques and awareness and safety, it'll be interesting to see in the numbers, you know, if flu went down and some of these other contagious things, if they're even tracking them, who knows if it's all just piled into, because the reality is if we've had over 40,000 people tested and only 2,000 positive for COVID-19, the reality is there's 40,000 people who have something,
right?
Maybe
they're not studying for the test.
Yeah, maybe that could be
That's the old George Carlin routine, right?
Exactly, studying for it. That's
stayed
true.
Up all night studying for my urine test, and I failed the next morning.
Oh no!
Yeah,
ba-dum-bump.
Yep. Here in the morning.
Speaking of things, bathroom. I wanted to show you this. Oh my goodness! And I'll try to verbally explain this to our listeners. So, you know, when we had the pandemic first hit, some odd reason, when we went to the store, we could not find a roll of toilet paper anywhere, right?
Nowhere.
I mean, like, I don't know. And I was so, like, perplexed. Like, what is the connection? I don't understand it. I mean, because this pandemic has nothing to do with stomach bug, right?
It's because newspaper circulation is so far down, there would be nothing to replace it, I guess.
Yeah, or corn cob husk or whatever.
Corn
cob. What they used to do in the olden days. Who knows? But...
wow.
Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that, right? But one of the things that happened to me yesterday, I am on a Zoom call or something like that, doing some business at home, and we get this knock on the door, and Terry goes and answers it, and it's our neighbor. And I can hear them talking and chuckling and whatever. Well, when there was no toilet paper, our neighbor's wife got on, her name's Jackie, she got on the internet and found toilet paper. So she ordered toilet paper on the internet. She got 10 packages for $17. Okay. 10 rolls, not, you know, like big packets, 10 rolls.
I'm looking at the roll in your hand. That's a rollette.
I'm going to have to post this. This is like camping roll. I mean, it's like a tiny, it's like a little tiny, it fits
in
my hand.
It looks like an oil filter for a mini bike.
Yes. It is so tiny. And it says, the feeling of falling in love with you on the packaging. Element, 3-ply tissues, safe paper. And on, no kidding, above the barcode, made in China.
Oh, yeah.
So we know the answer to the toilet paper, and we understand it's a China coronavirus, right? So maybe they thought they could sell.
That's the new one without the core. That's new. But
oh, yeah.
What happens when you get to the end?
I don't know.
How do you know you're out of toilet paper?
It's just the most interesting thing.
Cardboard.
I don't know, Bill. I think we're definitely in a new era, aren't we?
I think rubber bands are going to be the next thing to go because for so many men and women have long hair. So
we're going to have to.
Yeah, rubber bands will be the shortage. But it's interesting to see the wave. Sometimes it's pasta is all gone. Sometimes it's now there's a big scare that all the meat in the world is tainted. That's not true.
Right.
You know, not true at all.
Right.
When I first moved to Oregon about 6-7 years ago, I thought the whole state was a national park. I think Oregon translated is be outside, right?
Right. I believe so.
Like on a day when it's 73 degrees on a Tuesday.
If you don't own shorts and a sweatshirt at the same time and sandals or hiking boots, you know, you're not a true Oregonian, right?
Right.
Yep. And if we live
but
in the
take
most
the
beautiful...
socks off before you put the sandals on.
Well, I thought that's okay around here, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know.
Depends on who you are, huh?
That's true.
So when you talk about business as usual and getting starting
the
the new usual and your background in marketing and helping people get their message across, what's a nugget of wisdom that you can give to these businesses that are looking to get started again or maybe have been working, like I think of some of these restaurants and they're doing takeout. They've totally changed everything they're doing and now they're doing curbside takeout to try to keep going, you know. What's a nugget of wisdom that you could give to them on how to let their people know what they're doing and how to reach them?
I think prepare to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
To the new usual is going to be as normal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think serve your customers with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming back.
Yes.
Your old customers may not be coming back. It may be a whole new slew of customers.
Mm-hmm.
It is the time to hang your shingle again and to raise your banner or flag or whatever you want to, and to get out and market yourself. And that's what we're excited with our program coming out and announcing the winners in mid-June. Hopefully our governor and the mayor of Portland will see it fitting that, you know, it's this slow back to opening up. But I think you have to take a look at what your offerings are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, during this time, you may have had limited offerings if you're a restaurant to bring it back up. What was the favorite?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's be prepared, be cleaned. This is, you know, it's going to be open before you know it. So if you've been putting off painting or doing a deep clean or putting in new carpet or flooring, this is the time to get all of that stuff done, to get wait in line at the hardware store and then get in and get your materials or hire some labor to come in and help you with that. So this is also a great time to get your HVAC system up and running because if your office has been empty, then, you know, it's a safe environment.
Right.
If you think about it, if your work environment's been empty, it's a great time to get somebody in because they're not commingling.
Right.
The other thing is order. We ordered and we received a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take everybody's reading for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is if you've got some people that feel a little squeamish about coming in, then, you know, don't make it a thing.
Right.
You've been working remotely this long.
Mm-hmm.
Let people come and enter back in at their own pace.
Right.
But I think we have to be, at some point, we're not going to cure this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just figure out how to vaccinate against it and how to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
We live with flu all the time.
Right.
We live with, and maybe not pandemics, but we do live with health issues.
Yes.
You know, it's no different than if somebody has asthma, they have to be careful with that. So,
right.
I think being understanding.
And being more aware of other people and their needs, not so much maybe self-centered, focused, looking at your needs. And in business, we often hear location, 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 right? In the bricks and mortar thinking. Also essential in business, and the thing that comes to me is relationship, relationship, relationship. And if for your business to survive and thrive coming back, friends, I'm encouraging you, do what you need to do on social media, connect now, build that relationship, find your customers, and care about them. And I love this saying, you help enough people get what they want, they'll help you get what you want, right?
That's
We're
going
to continue the conversation after this break. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. We'll be back. 7:50. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You can find us online, streaming. You can tell your friends and family about it. And you can listen to this show again on a podcast later on posted to our website, kslm.news. And I encourage you to follow us on Facebook, too. In fact, after the show, I think I'm going to have Bill hold this little roll of toilet paper. We'll post a picture on our Facebook and have some fun with that.
It is not toilet paper.
It's not even, I don't know. It's like a little memento. Maybe it's a good memory of the season that we're in, this 2020 COVID-19.
Looks like something one of the Munchkins would hold in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my goodness. It's like in a little dollhouse, you know, type roll of toilet paper. We're having fun this morning talking with Bill Cummings with Best of the Willamette Valley, and they just had this Best of contest where you, our wonderful listeners and everybody around, had opportunity to say, hey, this is my favorite in many, many different categories. And again, tell us the timeline of when the actual news breaks forth.
So we will let the world know on June the 18th, mm-hmm. which is a Thursday, I believe.
Okay.
So we're publishing a beautiful digest-sized catalog of all that's best.
Mm-hmm.
Our writers are busy writing now.
Yeah.
So we employ and deploy with all local talent.
Good.
So not only for our contest, but for the dozens of contests that we do across the United States.
Right.
We've just been wrapping up and been writing all about businesses in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Yay.
So whether it's Arkansas or New Hampshire, mm-hmm. with the Lakes region. In fact, the little market in Laconia was on national news with their first responders did kind of a heart shape with their vehicles.
Uh-huh.
So it's a small world, you know, and you got to be kind to people and you got to pay it forward. And, you know, one thing before we get too far into this last segment, you know, I know there's a lot of people that are believers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the last 5, 6, even through Easter, everything's been virtual.
Right.
But, you know, that offering plate isn't virtual. And so there's a lot of peer pressure if you're sitting inside a church,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the pastor passes the plate,
mm-hmm.
or in some churches, it's the baskets on the end of a stick and they kind of push you. So I would encourage everybody to, if you can't remember the last time you presented your tithes and offering,
yes.
write a check today and put it in the mail.
Well, and I think that's a critical
to your church, by the way.
To your church. I think I've been so impressed, and of course, new into the community, so I don't have a home fellowship as of yet, and so it's been fun to kind of go in and experience worship in these different churches, because once you plug in, you're there, right? And so
right.
I have seen people do some amazing online services, and the beauty of it is, especially if it's like a Facebook Live, you can catch up with it. You
right.
can go in and watch last week, so you can go through and watch these different. So if you haven't been, I want to encourage you, if you haven't found your church yet that you feel connected to or wanting that part in your life, what a great opportunity to kind of evaluate and look. And some still have their worship team, and some are the preaching. And it's just been neat. Everybody's been growing in these areas as far as online. And I get that. Donate. Help them. They're being asked to.
They've still got lawns to maintain, and ministers,
mm-hmm.
and payrolls to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them have schools. And,
right.
And so just, you know.
And they're giving. People go to them.
Absolutely.
Wanting to know, do you have food in your pantry? Do you have gas? You know, people in need. My electricity bill is going to be coming. You know, so churches are they provide a lot of support, not only to their parishioners, but also to their community. So I love that. That's a great reminder, Bill. When these businesses are looking to, maybe there's businesses that didn't get on to the Best of Willamette Valley this year, but they're interested in getting involved and getting in and plugged in and getting in your training and learning more about how to be involved in this next year. There's no cost to get involved, is there?
There isn't. And,
okay.
you know, the great thing is our website, bestofthewillamettevalley.com,
mm-hmm.
it's a destination site. So it's a year-round experience. It's not just
good.
For the contest. So
mm-hmm.
We'll be having Share What's Good throughout the year, not just at this point in time, but so we'll be posting press releases and news about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an opportunity for the smallest of businesses to get a social presence.
Mm-hmm.
We do have very low-cost profile pages that bring everything together. So if Facebook is your web presents, or if you don't really know what to do and but you don't have a lot of money, then I would encourage you to come over and take a look at what we're doing with Best of the Willamette Valley, because and bestofthewillamettevalley.com, because it's an opportunity for any business, whether they participated in the contest or not, whether you're a church or a preschool, or whether you're a karate studio, or whether you're a baker or a seamstress, or somebody that does speech therapy on your own. I mean, we welcome everybody. So it's really, it's unbiased, and it's an opportunity to really, it's on the upside. It's always looking forward. So we don't do bullets and blood. We don't, you know, we let the mainstream media take care of that. But
it's more the positive, the hope-filled part of what's going on in our community and throughout the Valley. I love that aspect. And the best way to get a hold of it would be just going to the website and filling out the form there. Is there a phone number also that they could call?
It's right on the website.
It's all listed on the website.
Most people like to do the form. And I will tell you, you have my personal guarantee, you're not going to get bombarded. If you want to share what's good, but you don't want anybody to bug you, you just check the box, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. And we still post it just as much as we do. So we don't show any favoritism. The favoritism we show is people that say, raise my hand and say, I just hired somebody new, or excuse me, I have a job that I'm trying to find somebody for. So it's really a community-based.
I'm going to ask you a question about Facebook,
sure.
and maybe a little nugget that can help these businesses.
When
we do Facebook as a business and you're doing a promotion, I've heard different things that when you do a post, it's one thing just to put words, but if you add a picture or video, you usually get more traction. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, we're visual people.
Mm-hmm.
Our human animals are visual, so that's going to catch more attention. And there is the old saying of a picture is worth a thousand words. So if you put a picture up, but make sure that it's illustrating what you're talking about. Tell a story in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just put a picture of the front of your building unless it's for sale.
Right.
So really show what's going on. The other thing is that Facebook will often pick that up and push it onto Instagram.
Oh.
So, and Instagram is all pictures, no words.
Mm-hmm.
But that helps. So, but it's also important to build your own fan base.
Mm-hmm.
So get people, encourage people all the time to like us, follow us. Because that will then put them in a stream. And you'll often see, if you're doing it by yourself, they'll say, I can boost this for $10.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not sure what that's about, give us a call or reach out to us. We can help you through that. We don't have to place it. But there's two ways to do that. One is talk to the people that love me, or talk to the people that are like the people that love me.
Okay.
So, but
that
it's very inexpensive. And the other thing is to stay fresh and current. Always be posting something.
Yes.
Because that's what the internet is all about. It's fresh content.
Right.
And that's how you're going to stay relevant.
Stay active and stay within people's feeds and all of those kinds of things. And ask questions. Get people, engage people.
Right.
Ask a question or have humor.
Right.
Too. People are always there, always wanting to add value to people's lives. And I think we've come up with some great things to help businesses and stir the pot a little bit, get people thinking out of the box today. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a great day to start.
Awesome. Bill, thank you for joining. Let's do this again maybe next month, huh?
There you go.
All right. We'll have you in again. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Enjoyed my time with you, Bill, and you, the listener. Thank you, my friends. Have a fantastic Tuesday, and remember, you and I are overcomers, yes, over, around, under, or through. Whatever we're facing today, we'll get on the other side. Have a wonderful day.